Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
I'm Will Harris, and today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures.
Boys, I'm mellow as a honeydew. Yeah,
that cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Oh man, he's high. Yes, higher than a kite.
Welcome back to The Speakeasy. I'm your host, Damon Bolte, and in the studio today, we have three lovely, lovely ladies. We have Ivy Mix, we have Lynette Marrero, and we have Claire Burton-Lane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi.
So, you've been extremely busy for the last year and a half with Speed Rack, which is an awesome all-ladies cocktail competition that's gone national. You've gone 10 cities and just rocked it out.
Yeah, what we've basically been doing, we like to copy a saying from Ted Nugent. We've done intense titties in 10 cities. And our tour has finally come to an end. We started last June. We had our first event in New York, and we've toured across the country, and now we are finishing up our tour with a grand finale tomorrow at the Prince George Ballroom on East 27th Street in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of background on, or a lot background on Speed Rack.
Okay, so I'll just start off by saying a little bit what Speed Rack is. Yeah. Speed Rack is an all-female bartending competition. I like to call it the NCAA of boobies and booze. Head-to-head competition challenging women across the country on their classic cocktail knowledge as well as their speed, obviously, in making drinks. This is Ivy talking.
We kind of like to say that we're challenging them to like have their nightmare Saturday night in a cocktail bar where they have to like make drinks fast, your tickets are piling up. And
exactly. This is, as a bartender, this is what we're trying to challenge you to do. Is this is the busiest night you've ever had. You're working service well, and Dale DeGroff decides to sit in front of you and watch you work.
Ouch.
This is what, yeah. Not just Dale, but Dale DeGroff, Audrey Saunders, Julie Reiner, Anna Meta Freytag just sit down in front of a service bar and they're like, hey, what's up? Oh, can you make us four of these? We know you're busy, but we want these four drinks. So that's what...
And not too sweet.
And not too sweet. Not too sweet. Not too
and
sweet.
And don't forget your garnish.
Exactly.
Definitely don't forget your garnish.
But yeah, so the history of Speed Rack, how it all started is a while back I was in San Francisco. This is in August 2010. And I was joking around with a friend of mine about a cocktail competition or video that was out for a while in which she and I were both asked, along with a few other women, to be... videotaped shaking drinks, and we laughed about it because I thought I looked kind of silly, and I was so nervous while I was doing it. My jaw was so tense that I looked like a puppet or some sort of marionette. And she also thought it was kind of a funny thing, and we were joking around about it. We're like, we should make a competition just for women, because we were asked to do this competition because we were women. The message was, hey, we don't have any women doing this thing. Will you guys please do it? Just be on camera, shake a little, and then that'll be that. So we did. So we decided that we want to try it again, but with just women, and we're going to call it Speed Rack. As a joke, we're going to take just a double shake on camera, and that was it.
Speed Rack, referring to the like the well at your bar.
Exactly. So Speed Rack, double entendre. it's what you have all of your bottles and then use the most. And theoretically, if you have a bit of a rack and you have to double shake, you will also have a speed rack.
And we've had some big racks over the years.
We've had
over
some
this year,
and some on the itty bitty titty committee.
We love all racks of all sizes,
exactly.
But everything is bigger in Texas.
Exactly,
that's fair.
Texas definitely had the biggest racks. So I just this tiny idea, and
you were in Houston, right?
Yes,
we were in Houston.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. So I had this idea, and it just kind of laughed about it, and that was it. And then there's a Super Bowl a year and a half ago, so not this past one before that, and I'm sitting at Mulholland's in Williamsburg, and Lynette comes in. She's the president of LUPEC NYC, which is the Ladies United for the Preservation of Endangered Cocktails. And she comes in, and the second she comes in, she's like, hey, what's up? Good to see you. And I was like, I have this idea. I can't believe I've never told you about it. It's called Speed Rack. It's going to be for women. It's going to be a cocktail competition. I think I want to be for breast cancer, but I don't really know. We should talk about it. The next day, we exchanged emails, and then it snowballed into this experience of us being like, we developed from a thought into a full skeleton and then a body of a really unique cocktail competition that we started.
Yeah, I think we had kind of talked about, you know, part of those things were like talking about just competitions in general too at this point. You know, we were like, well, what works, what doesn't work, what feels weird, you know, we want it to be, you know, something where, again, like when we're talking about, it's like, yeah, it's a competition, but there's a lot of personal reflection upon what you're doing, which exactly. is important for, you know, it's not just like I created the best new variation on some classic and here's my new cocktail. It was more testing you on what you actually do, which is exactly. a unique, I think, experience.
Exactly. And we wanted to do this. And the main goal was to do something for women. Sure. Lots of times, I mean, when I was bartending, I've been bartending for 7 years. But when I first started bartending, I was just doing highballs and serving mezcal because I happened to start in a mezcal bar. But then when I wanted to be a cocktail bartender, it wasn't exactly the most welcoming of all things. It was like, oh, you are awesome in this community, but you should be a cocktail waitress. You cannot grow a mustache, nor can you wear suspenders. So maybe you should just try a different line of work. So we decided both that we wanted to create this competition for women who are just as badass as in this industry and maybe who need a little more of a platform. Not to overshadow men, but just to get up with them, you know, get another highlight.
Some of my best friends are women.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is the
women.
Point. Yeah. And that's, I think, where the LUPEC, you know, coming, the LUPEC, because we started LUPEC New York in fall 2009. It was really about, you know, when I got into it, you know, I was working, like, all my peers were guys because there were more guy bartenders. And, you know, I started as a cocktail waitress, but I worked, you know, both of us actually worked for Julie Reiner, who gave both of us the opportunity to be behind the bar. But I started as a cocktail waitress and were able to hop back there. And there was that opportunity for a longer, like, before, I think, when it was so much smaller, this community, you could make that movement a lot easier if you were willing to work hard. Yeah. You know, and of course, like, as it's gotten bigger and bigger, you know, it got a little harder sometimes. And that's when we started, you know, LUPEC was really also about promoting these young women who we were seeing in great bars and, right. you know, and taking that whole coven of women and expanding it further. And then, you know, Speed Rack became this amazing opportunity to blow that up into this even bigger sort of opportunity and platform.
And it's been a really insane thing. So just the journey has been intense. When Lynette and I started, then we talked to Lush Life Productions and we're like, we need to do video because we want video online. We want to launch online webisodes, which are going to actually launch in the next few days. If you guys want to check it out, speed-rack.com. So we did the first event, and Claire Burton Lang was, we call her the Wrangler.
Yeah.
She came up, and she was like, I want to help. I want to volunteer. And we were like, word. And I guess this is radio, so you guys can't see Claire. She's tiny and petite and blonde and adorable. I was like, whatever, do it. And
yeah, really, she can get shit done. Yeah,
she's good at yelling at people.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, she like becomes this amazing force and makes the event really successful.
If you don't know Claire, she at Tales of the Cocktail, she is, you know, works on the awards, and she's been known within the industry for a very long time as somebody who, you know, wrangles the talent in general of working for different brands and, you know, getting people where they need to be for all these giant events. And if you've never been in one of these industry events, it takes more than just the people who show up to bartend. There's a lot of details.
So Claire then came on board with us for our national tour starting after New York City, which is the pilot last June. Claire came on board to make it all happen for the rest of it.
To remind us of things we need to remember. And
like,
all that.
Stir straws for tomorrow.
Stir straws for tomorrow. Bring a pack, get a discount.
So yeah, that's kind of where it has been, where it is now. And then tomorrow is the finals, and
we will crown the first ever Miss Speed-Rack USA.
Nice.
She's going to get a tiara.
We're still working on that.
We're still shopping. But
that's Claire's job. Gotta find a tiara by tomorrow.
I've had that's harder, for the intern. I've had harder tasks than that.
Speaking of, I just want to touch on that a little bit. The organization of these, especially just doing one in one city, is enough of a challenge. But doing 10 cities, I mean, over the course of a year, that's like a whole job in itself.
It sort of is, and it's something that. For this in particular, every city is so different that it's been a challenge in every city. It's not like we got going and it got easier, because sometimes our venue is a ballroom in a hotel, and sometimes it's been a music venue, and sometimes we can't get fresh fruit, and sometimes, you know, the flight is getting in that morning for us. And it's but you know, we all work equally hard and we work really well together to sort of divide and conquer. And one of us is dealing with the judges while another one is dealing with the volunteers and someone else is dealing with the girls. And somehow we've made them all happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I personally have been to, I think, 3 or 4 new cities I've never been to before because of Speedback on this tour.
That's awesome.
And it is awesome. Usually I spend, you know, 36 hours in a venue and then, you know, kind of say hello to some museum I wish I went into on my flight out, you know. but yeah, it's been an insane tour. Every city, truly, as Claire said, is so different.
Yeah, and that's where we really, like, I think what's been one of the best things, what we've realized is this community is huge. We've realized, you know, and I think we kind of all been feeling it, but this cocktail community spreads across this nation and we can all drop into any city
exactly.
and know somebody and work with somebody. And we've had, you know, we tap into our local USBG and LUPAC chapters and always have some captain in each city, whether it's, you know, head of, like, you know, they divide and conquer and help us. Because for us, you know, like, just the simple task of being like, where do we get cups is like something that could be
yes,
so exactly. silly.
Porta bars.
Where's the best place to get 800 limes? What do you guys think? So, like, we have people, there are captains. You know, we had like Charles Jolie in Chicago. We had Reza.
Who, along with Lynn House and the Lupec
Lynn
girls.
House and all those people. We've had in Houston, we had Alba Huerta, who happens to be a finalist. She won in Houston. She's going to come today.
She spent hours and hours organizing Houston. Like, Houston, actually, which we have to give them a shout out, they were our most profitable city.
They made the highest
grossing. They had a challenge to beat San Francisco, which was out of the gate of 2012.
Yeah.
Amazing and so supportive and crazy wild. And Alba, you're going to see her competition tomorrow. She knew that target number and she was going for it. She had chefs dress up as women and sell kisses at bars. She pre-sold tickets. Every girl she had was like running around with speed rack tickets for a full week selling things.
Well, speaking of like how all the cities are so different, is like Texas in particular as a state is a pain in the butt because it's Class B and we couldn't sell tickets at the venue and we couldn't take donations at the venue on the day of
the
event.
There'd be no cash
couldn't be exchanged because all the product was donated.
It was dry.
And coincidentally, our venue was right next door to the local TABC offices.
Oh my God.
So we had to be very, very careful, which meant that every single ticket had to be sold in advance. So we couldn't count on, like, people deciding that Sunday, like, hey, we're going to show up and buy a ticket at the door. There were no tickets at the door. So Alba managed not only to raise the most money, but to do it before we even set foot in the venue.
And then win the competition.
Yeah, and speaking of which, for everyone who might want to come tomorrow, it is a very good idea to also pre-buy your tickets. I'm not sure if this is obvious enough yet, but I will say it again. I said in the beginning. But Speed Rack is, we pushed the double entendre further. It's all for breast cancer. We donate 100% of everything that we get at the door. So donations, a ticket is a donation. If you buy a raffle ticket, which we have amazing raffle prizes tomorrow, that's a donation. 100% of that goes
to t-shirts.
100% of that goes to charity. So tomorrow we are selling tickets at a rapid pace. So if someone is interested in going, you should go to liquor.com or just go to our website, speed-back.com, and you can be forwarded to liquor.com who's selling our tickets for us, because this is a popular event because people like to see.
And we're gonna give you all a treat since you guys are here listening to us on the radio. We have a code for special $25 tickets. So since if you're listening to this and you're hearing this, that code is RACK25, RACK25. You get a $25 ticket, which gives you an extra $15 to come buy a t-shirt. So
exactly,
use your money wisely or buy a rack of raffle tickets. So you're saving $15, but you'll get it back on the other end and try to get some fun stuff.
And that's on the website.
That is on the website.
Yeah, that's on the website,
but not the code. You have to be listening.
Right.
But I also want to say, for those of you who are out there, we want to give away some tickets to whoever is listening right now. So you guys can tweet at us. We're @speed_rack. And the first person to give us a correct recipe for an old pal, you get 2 free tickets. So if you just tweet at us, and if you're right, we'll tweet back.
I'm
going to
tweet
name.
At you right now.
If you weren't working tomorrow night, Damon, you'd be VIP.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to multitask here. I am doing Twitter and Facebook as we're actually live on the radio.
Yeah, that's another thing. Claire's really good at this, and she's bringing us, me and Ivy, into the social media world. I've never had to tweet Twatter as much as I've done for this competition.
We call it the Twat Box.
Yeah, and I don't even have a personal one. I just tweet from Lupek NYC, and this year has been Speed Rack. But I, you know, it's interesting to see how much, you know, you have to like be involved. But the cause is really great, and we've had so many people really, you know, even specifically for New York, just people who want to help us out, like Amanda Hathaway from Bullfrog and Baum, Francine Cohen from Inside F&B, people who are just really donating their time to help support us, and it's really touching and really amazing. And you'll probably start seeing some tweets from Audrey challenging all the girls to get ready, because the judges are tough. You guys, you know, the girls are, you know, practicing, and they've been texting us and emailing us about, you know, questions, and so they know it, how serious the competition actually is.
It's really amazing. It's really pushing the level of knowledge to a new one for these women competing. It's do you know how to make a Singapore sling? Okay, sure. If you know how to make one, that's great. But do you know how to make a good one? And do you know how to make it the way you like it? Because that's really what this is about. Okay, I know that in a corpse reviver, I want to do three quarter with some absinthe, you know? But what about maybe you want to put a little bit more gin in there? It's about asking these women how to make it the way that they want it.
I like 4 ounces of gin in my Negroni.
Me also. Exactly.
And hold the sweet vermouth.
Exactly.
Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to talk to you about the challenges in the actual competition. Let's talk about that, because that's like we were just talking about. I really want to hear about that. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties. Big booty bitches, that's wearing guests. Come on, ho, let's go to the easy rest. When I see ass, titties, ass, and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties. Big booty bitches, that's wearing guests. Come on, ho, let's go to the easy rest. When I see ass, titties, ass, and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties. They think you the shit, I could buy you ho. Cause bitch, I'm rich. I see broke assholes. Broke assholes. Broke assholes. Broke assholes. If you a light-skinned bitch, they think you the shit, I could buy you ho. Cause bitch, I'm rich. I see broke assholes. Broke assholes. Broke assholes. Broke assholes. Keep shaking that shit. Let's see how good you shake it on top of my dick, and you'll say.
I thought I'm coming.
If you a freaky dancing hoe, keep shaking that shit. Let's see how good you shake it on top of my dick, and you'll say.
I thought I'm coming.
Hey, we have to play this commercial, Damon, but it just felt wrong playing it over that music. Will Harris is such a sweet guy, so 2 seconds, let's listen to this.
White Oak Pastures is a 146-year-old multi-generational family farm that works in cooperation with nature to produce artisan meats that is safe, healthy, nutritious, and good to eat. Without fail, we ensure that our production practices are economically practical, ecologically sustainable, and that the animals are always humanely treated. We never falter in our determination to conduct our business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
And we are back. Wow, that was a nice echo effect.
Thank you.
Dude, that was almost as good as our gotcha sound effect.
Yeah, I lost that, unfortunately.
No way.
I'd break it out right now, but...
Can we have a that was easy button sound effect?
Okay, we are back. You're listening to The Speakeasy. In the studio today, we have Ivy Mix, Lynette Marrero, and Claire Burton-Ling from Speed Rack. We were just talking about the challenges of putting together 10 different cocktail competitions in 10 different cities. And the challenges of, like, especially talking about Houston and Texas, you know, dealing with the TABC, and, oh, man, it's rough there. I always wanted, like, I really want to open a bar in Texas, but I'm like, I don't want to have
such
to like buy all my stuff from like Twin Liquors, you know, on 6th Street or whatever. But that being said, you know, the whole influence, like the inspiration for this competition in the beginning was trying to get it to where women behind bar, you know, getting women behind bars and getting that respect and like making it a thing where it was a predominantly male run industry. And so I feel like you've like really like shown like with all the challenges you've had with putting this competition together that you're like, all right, you guys suck.
We've just opened the box. No pun intended, or actually pun intended. But I think when we were looking at though, like even the cities we chose to go to, we went to cities, and when we really sat and looked at the map of the U.S., which you can find on our website at www.speed-rack.com, we thought about cities, A, where we knew there were really awesome women. So last year at Tales of the Cocktail, Ivy and I were running around meeting all these people, and one of the people who I met was actually Alba Huerta, and I met Claire Sprouse, and Claire Sprouse, who ended up competing in San Francisco because she moved, but knew that like Houston was a city we had to go to because there were so many great women. So the challenges were like, the challenges are going to be there, but we have to go and we have to make this happen. And you know, that was great because we had, I think we had actually 12 or 13 women compete in Houston. They came from obviously Austin and Dallas. We had a couple competitors come in from the other cities, but it was really cool, you know. And the same thing with Denver, where we had people come in from other places, and Vegas as well. We had, Vegas was considered open city. It was like Southwest open city. Like if you had didn't have a speed rack competition in your neighborhood, you could fly to Vegas. And DC was a combo for DC Philly. But you know, I think it was interesting because we knew strong women down there. We knew Gina Trisavani, you know, we knew Phoebe Esmond from Philly. So we're like, all right, we have to do one that's lower. I mean, our first one out of the gate, we have to give props to Lupac Boston because it was the first one, and we decided Boston because
first one after our pilot.
After our pilot, yeah. The New York one, at least like when you're home, you can talk to people and get it happening. But Boston was our first one out of the gate, and there were so many things that needed to be tested and happen, and we couldn't have done it without Joy Richard and Kitty and Misty and all the girls from Lupac Boston who helped tremendously to make it happen.
Everyone has been really amazing. But going back to kind of like opening up a bar in Houston or Texas and like the challenges, it's been, I never knew how different states could be so incredibly difficult about just trying to get a little booze. I mean, Portland.
Portland. Oregon is tough.
Oregon
too.
Was tough. It was really.
That was wristbands.
That was wristbands, and all the bartenders had to get temporary serving licenses that they had to get signed, and they weren't allowed to drink behind anywhere near the bars. It was crazy.
And you're asking women not to drink when they're about to be judged by Audrey. Yeah. That one was Audrey.
Audrey made that girl cry.
No, it was Audrey, Charlotte,
Misty.
And
the drag queen.
And Poison Waters.
Poison Waters. Poison Waters was awesome.
So, you know, they're not only in front of everyone who's in town for the cocktail competition, and you're asking these girls not to do a shot of, like, anything to calm their nerves.
Well, we had that loading dock that they didn't have to know about.
Where we had donuts.
We had fancy bacon donuts and shots.
Voodoo donuts.
So, speaking of challenges, what are some of the challenges that come out in the competition for the ladies?
How it works, I'll kind of give you a run through of what's going to go on tomorrow. At about 4:15, hopefully, 4. We're going to be 4. Hopefully 4. We start the preliminary rounds. And the preliminary rounds is what we used to call the qualifying rounds, which was when, this was when we had sometimes 20 some odd women show up, and we'd do a speed round. So tomorrow, this is the preliminary round, and we will announce to them tomorrow morning what round of cocktails they're going to have to make in the prelims, which will be judged by our judges. So they'll get up and they'll compete against the clock, as we said before. They'll compete against the clock, making this 4 round of drinks, and they will be judged on that. Unlike the rest of the competition that goes quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, these women are competing against the clock, and it's not going to be a commentary with the judges. The judges will taste the drinks, take notes, and that'll be it. Then we're going to have a ceremony where we will present the girls with some gifts that we'll talk to you about later, and then the real kind of heart of the competition starts. And I said it once, and I'll say it again because I think it's so damn clever. The NCAA of boobies and booze, because I think that's exactly what it is. It's head-to-head competition of speed and knowledge. So what happens, you have two girls that go up, we have these bars that are set up on stage, and the judges will get up there and they'll select four drinks at random. So
they've been given 52 cocktails, classic cocktails, to know.
The girls have.
For tomorrow.
To study. If they probably do know them already, but in case they didn't, we give rough guidelines. This is how you make, like we say, a Manhattan is 2-1 with two dashes of bitters. If you want to do, you know, 3-1, 4-1, that's up to you, but maybe you want to.
It's just guidelines.
It's just guidelines. So the girls will get up there. So there's two girls up on stage, and let's say we have the judges select a Negroni, a Daiquiri, a Singapore Sling, and a Vesper, let's say. So the girls will then look at these drinks, have a few minutes to set up the well, and then they'll compete head-to-head, and it's speed. So they'll make these drinks as quickly as possible, but they also have to be accurate. This is about making good drinks quickly, not insane drinks so quick and they taste like shit, you know?
Yeah.
So they make these drinks, they go head-to-head, and then we have a special timing mechanism in these buzzers, so they slam down their buzzer when they're done.
Awesome.
And then the drinks go to the judges. So if Claire and I are competing, and let's say I make my drinks in 2 minutes and 10 seconds, like I've killed it, Claire looks at me and she's still going. You know, she's like kind of taking her, she's like making a garnish, she's garnishing her old fashioned or whatever, she's doing two twists, it's gonna be beautiful. But she finishes at 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Then the drinks go to the judges. So just because I be here by time does not mean that I will win.
Sure.
The judges will then taste the drink, and for instance, an old fashioned, let's say Dale orders the old fashioned, and he'll hold these two things up and he'll say, "Ivy, you were so fast." And I'll say, "Yes, I was so fast and I'm feeling really good about myself." He's like, "But that speed, you know, we're stirring on cold draft here. This is a insanely boozy old fashioned. Old fashions need to be diluted frequently. We put soda water in them with our sugar cube. You didn't. It's really kind of warm and it's really kind of boozy. You should have stirred it. And not only that, I have an orange twist, but Claire over here took her time, stirred it. It's well diluted. There are two twists. It looks beautiful and it tastes beautiful."
Right.
Ivy, for this, I will give you a time penalty score. So he could give me anywhere from 0, 5, 10, 15 to 30 seconds to tack on to my time. For something like too strong, not enough twist, I'll probably get like a 10 or 15. Mm-hmm. Probably more like a 10. So that immediately puts Claire that much more in my striking zone. Then it goes to the next judge and the same thing happens. So if, you know, someone has my Vesper, let's say Audrey has my Vesper and she's like, "You totally bombed this one. Like, there's a so much delay.
The Vesper's been tricky."
Yeah, the Vesper's a tricky drink. So the Ivy, there's so much delay. I can't really taste any gin.
Are they using jiggers? Are they free pouring or both?
Combination. I mean,
obviously, that's probably judged into the whole equation too.
It depends. Boston was all free pouring.
Yeah,
except for maybe
Vegas was mostly
free. Yeah, but they tasted their drinks more than anyone.
Yeah.
Like the Boston girls straw tested more than anyone.
Yeah,
but even the girl who won, Sabrina Kershaw, the last round there was the Clover Club, and she's like, "I free poured everything else except my Clover Club because I really knew like with the egg and everything I had
exactly.
to be really tricky." So the girls have to evaluate for themselves, and we've been getting that question a lot, like even for the prelim rounds, which just to clarify, for the prelim rounds, they already know that there's three possible combinations of drinks.
Which they have practiced these three rounds.
Other cities, they already knew what drinks they were. So they whoever was in it had like knew what round it was for about a month. Tomorrow's challenge changes. They're gonna only know that for a few hours, but they've had three combinations of rounds that they know it could be.
That they could practice.
And that's where it changes to the top eight. It's more on the fly. They don't know until the judges lift up that card and now they have to like plan of attack. Right. So hopefully they've been pre-planning their prelim idea.
One of the best examples of the way that the timing works, though, is Chicago in the finals. We had Jen Contraveos against Debbie Peake, and they were both rock stars. Like, within 2 seconds, they almost hit the buzzer. It looked like they hit the buzzers at the same time. And so it went to the judges, and it's like, that's where the judges really, really matter. And I think for the first time in a finals in Speed Rack history, and this was the last city that we did, Jennifer Contraveos had 0 time penalties.
Yeah,
so every judge thought that her drink was perfect.
Including a Clover Club, is an egg white, raspberry. We do ours with Perfect Puree is a fantastic sponsor. If any bar out there needs anything fruit, anything puree, anything, Perfect Puree has been a godsend to us. So A, it's delicious, and B, they're just phenomenal and fantastic, wonderful people. So, but it's tricky to make a Clover Club with just a touch of raspberry, puree. It's not a raspberry syrup. So, Contraveros nailed it.
Yes, that was amazing. That was just you know, how important it can be with the judging and whatnot.
Yeah, totally.
So tomorrow, basically, that same thing will happen 7 times. So that scoring system will happen girl-on-girl action. One winner will go on till right. the next round.
Bracket style
until we have a winner.
Nice.
And
yeah.
then,
but there's so many good reasons to come tomorrow. We have a lot of Beard Award winners coming. We have Chef Amanda Freytag, who is from the recently crowned James Beard Award winning show Chopped, and I'm a food television competition junkie, so I love it, and that's part of where we get inspiration for how Speed Racks judge. We have raffle tickets, we have things like 25 person tasting from Compass Box Whiskey, awesome specialty bottlings. Come to the event.
A gallon of maple syrup from Vermont.
From Vermont.
Gift certificate, Flatiron Lounge.
Yeah, you have all these Flatiron Lounge. You get all these amazing things. You have an opportunity to come, show up. You have been given a discount today, Rack 25. Come in.
At checkout.
Have an amazing time.
And drinks from our sponsors. Punches served from our sponsors. Food from
all premium booze. We've got pies and thighs. We've got Clover Club. We've got Victor and Spoils.
And it's all unlimited. That's what you get when you decide to buy a ticket and make this donation. You get a plethora of punches from our sponsors. I mean, it's absurd.
And beer.
There's going to be a chartreuse, an ice chartreuse luge.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm going to call in sick for it. Also, one of the raffle prizes is a signed copy by Jim Meehan, the PDT book, which big props to them.
Yeah,
they got
awesome.
The James Beard Award, the very first outstanding
cocktails
bar
are
burger.
Here. We're in James Beard.
Yeah. Awesome.
And Jeff Bell from James from PDT will be one of our bar backs because we can't do it without the guys that support us.
Yeah. Support a rack.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Be a bra, support a rack.
Like EO, please show up. Those boys will be there too.
Employees
you got Michael
only.
Neff, employees only. You've got Ward 3, Rum House, all your favorite bars in New York, in addition to some people you've never met from other cities. So come on by and meet all the wonderful ladies and everyone who's involved with the event.
And I would also say to the listeners out there to really get on buying those tickets because it's the Manhattan Cocktail Classic this week and there are a lot of people in town so it could sell out real easily.
Which is awesome too if anyone wants to every Speedwork event in every city has definitely been a who's who. It's very a nudge, oh, hey, how you doing? So if people want to see some cool faces,
if you want to meet some people,
you should come because it's definitely about supporting a cause that makes all of us come together as one unit.
And it's fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm excited to call in sick to work tomorrow and sneak in. So the website again is speed-rack.com. And the competition is tomorrow at
4 o'clock
at the Prince George Ballroom on 15 East 27th Street between 5th and Madison, just past the construction. Make a left. We'll have banners out there, balloons. So look for pink. It'll be there. That's us.
Nice. Lynette, Ivy, Claire, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week on The Speakeasy. I'm Damon Bolte. Cheers.
Cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Oh, man, he's high. Yes, higher than a kite.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
Yes, he's high. Man, he's higher than a guy.